Hold On to the Memories, written and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic, rated general audiences, with an archive warning for major character death, though it did happen in the past and is only briefly mentioned.
Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you.
Wayne Manor is not a quiet place. It's too full for silence, too occupied. It wasn't always like this. In the early days, it was lived in, yes, and there were the sounds of happiness. A family of four, a mother, a father, a son, a butler, living together, settled into routines and habits. And then, for too long, it was empty. And only the sounds of Alfred's footsteps could be heard echoing through the quiet halls. Now, though, the manor is alive with the sounds of family. It sounds like this on any given day. The front door opens. It is impossible to close it quietly, and the front hall is large in the way rich people find necessary. When someone arrives, you know. And the sound of the door closing echoes, announcing their presence. Maybe it's Damien, home from school. He'll drop his backpack at the front door, leaving the homework discarded. Though Alfred will find him, eventually, and it will be done. That earlier echo summons the pounding of paws down the stairs, as two large dogs excitedly come to greet him. Ace's louder, deeper bark layering over Titus's low howl. Damien greets them with ear scritches and soft kisses, one on each muzzle. Then, a smaller shape weaves through the legs of each dog, arriving at his owner's feet. Damien scoops him up, and a small meow of protest is heard before Alfred the cat begins purring. Outside, heard through an open window, a cow moos. The Waynes were not the type to have a family pet. These are the new sounds that fill the home. Bruce Wayne would never deny his son the things he wants. It sounds like this on any given day. There's a gym full of weights, added when Bruce moved back in. A gymnastics gym, built for a young Dick Grayson. A boxing ring in the center of a large room, with jump ropes hanging on hooks and punching bags on the outer corners of the room for solo practice. A dojo, added in when Bruce realized his family needed to train in the arts. To the public, it appears that Bruce is a dedicated father. Jason was known to like boxing. Damien has shown off his martial arts skills more than once on the playground, to Alfred's chagrin. A tradition started around when Timothy Drake became Tim Drake Wayne and Duke Thomas came home for the first time. Whenever one of the many Wayne children, or Wayne-adjacent children, has a disagreement with another, it is settled in the boxing ring or in the dojo. There are strict rules, though there have been times those restrictions have been forgotten. When the sounds coming from the room are too much like a real fight. Yet, no matter what, whenever these fights end, the opponents come out as allies once again. Dick comes by to spar with Damien a few times a week. On these days, the Wayne Manor is filled with the sound of practice weapons, the smack of a wooden sword against a wooden sword, the thump of fists on heavy padding. These spars are full of artistry and quick moves, and they are loud. Damien does not allow Dick to go easy on him. It sounds like this on any given day. Alfred is in the kitchen. This is not solely where he is, of course. It is not some liminal space the butler exists only in. But, more often than not, The kitchen is a busy place. It's where secrets are spilled, homework help is provided, and advice is dispensed. It's where wounds are bandaged. It is the place that somehow always has your favorite snack. It is the place where Bruce learned to cook, where utensils are dropped, where pots boil, where dishes clink together in the sink. It is the place that Damien had his first sip of hot cocoa, where Jason had his first warm meal in weeks. The place where Alfred cooks up chicken noodle soup and always has a hot cup of coffee ready for Tim in the morning. Alfred is a wizard, with food served up as healing potions and spatulas used like wands. It sounds like this on any given day. There's a large library, with bookshelves that seem to stretch towards the ceiling for miles. Fireplaces crackle in the winter months, and there is always at least one Wayne, or Wayne-adjacent person, curled up in a plush armchair. Homework is done at the large tables here, when quiet or space is needed. The sounds in here are hushed. There's reverence for the space. Has been since Bruce was a child. Each book has a history to it. The memories of those who read it before woven into the binding. Only the sounds of rustling pages and crackling fires can be heard here. It sounds like this on any given day. There's a music room, though before Cassandra Cain, it was left unused. The piano had been unplayed since that night Martha Wayne died. Bruce must have brought in someone to tune it, though, for now it rings out with clear music. Most often, though, humming can be heard in this room. Cass doesn't talk often. People have learned that it's not that she can't speak, quickly learned to stop treating her like she was incapable. But Cass loves music. She hums through the halls of the manor, hums during spars, hums tunes that her siblings didn't know she knew, yet she picked up from listening to their shower concerts or rides in the car. When Cass hums, the tunes get stuck in her family's heads. There's a sound that isn't heard, though, on any given day. Not anymore. The sound Bruce misses most of all. There's laughter, yes, and his children are happy. But the sound of Jason's laugh no longer rings through these halls. And it's the sound he misses most of all. The end.
Don't read the last page, but I stay. When you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away.
Author's notes. Canon? What canon? This is a mishmash of canon because I don't really, need people coming in here being like, well, these characters, trust me, I could pull out such a wealth of Batfam knowledge, it would make some people's heads spin, including my own husband, who is more of a Batman fanatic than me. This was very specifically written for a sound effects challenge. And so I was like, I gotta make it depressing. Okay, Jason will just not come back, or if he is back, he hasn't rejoined the family yet. Like, I don't really care what the timeline is of this so much as just like, there's happy kids in the house, but Bruce really misses Jason's laughter. I said out loud author's notes, but actually this is me, the pod figure, rambling, and now I'm gonna have to transcribe this. Meh. So anyway, thanks for listening, whether you listen to the version with the sound effects that might not necessarily match, or you listen to the normal version. I appreciate you. And thanks. Bye.
Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. Please don't to the memories ever become a stranger to you. Hold on. I to the memories recognize anyone to you. Become a stranger to you. Laugh. I could recognize. I will hold on to you.
Thank you.